Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today is Saturday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, "Seven." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He set the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmatia. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sisters and brothers in Christ, in today's Gospel in which Jesus fed the 4,000 people, reminded me of what this prayer for vocations that the Diocese of Austin distributed. It starts like this. Jesus, our Savior, your Sacred Heart felt compassion where you looked upon the crowd and saw that they were like sheep without a shepherd. In today's Gospel, Jesus said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd." Jesus instituted the priesthood at the Last Supper so that we may have the Eucharist, the bread of life, to nourish and strengthen us in our journey in life. However, without priests, there is no Eucharist. We must pray for vocations to the priesthood, that the Holy Spirit opens the hearts of my brothers and sisters to your will, and raise up abundant faithful servants of the Gospel, devoted in holy priests, sisters, and brothers who will spend themselves for your people in the Diocese of Austin. The prayer concludes with, "May none of your flock, won at the price of your blood, be without a shepherd to guide them." And we must pray for parents to foster vocations in their domestic church. When parents are faithful to Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, they will raise children who are also faithful to Jesus Christ and desire to serve his church. Amen.